With savings over $390 this shopping season, Vrbo helps you swap gift wrap time for quality time with those you love most. From snow on the roof to sand between your toes, we have all the vacation rental options covered. Go to Vrbo now and book a last-minute week-long stay. Save over $390 this holiday season and book your next vacation rental home on Vrbo. Average savings $396. Select homes only.
Ever feel your stomach doing somersaults just thinking about public speaking? You know that feeling when your mind goes blank and all you want to do is disappear? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you public speaking doesn't have to be your kryptonite? What if it could actually become a springboard for confidence, a chance to truly shine? That's right, folks, on Common Confident, we're diving into the power of stoic practices to conquer the fear of public presentation and rock those speeches like never before. Now, I'm not talking about some mystical mantra or Jedi mind trick here. We're tapping into the wisdom of ancient philosophers who understood the human experience, especially those pesky anxieties that try to hold us back. Stoicism isn't about being emotionless, it's about understanding your emotions, managing them effectively, and using them as fuel for greatness. Think of it like this. Public speaking is a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. But just like any muscle, it needs proper training and conditioning. Here are 5 key takeaways to build that unshakable confidence and become a public speaking champion. 1. Preparation is power. Ever heard the saying, practice makes perfect? Well, in this case, it's more like preparation breeds confidence. The Stoics believed in mastering your craft through diligent practice and thoughtful planning. Before you step onto that stage, know your material inside out. Rehearse until it feels natural, anticipate potential questions, and visualize yourself delivering a killer presentation. Remember, when you're prepared, you're less likely to get rattled by unexpected moments. 2. Control your inner critic. That little voice in your head whispering doubts and anxieties. Yeah, that's the stoic villain we need to confront. They called it negative self-talk, a constant barrage of negativity that can sabotage even the best intentions. So how do you silence it? Challenge those negative thoughts with positive affirmations. Remind yourself of past successes, focus on your strengths, and visualize yourself succeeding. Remember, you've got this. 3. Embrace imperfection. Perfectionism is the enemy of progress. The Stoics understood that setbacks are inevitable, but they also believed in resilience. Don't let the fear of making a mistake paralyze you. Accept that even seasoned speakers stumble sometimes, and when you do, just acknowledge it gracefully and move on. 4. Connect with your audience. Public speaking isn't about delivering a monologue, it's about building a connection with your audience. Stoicism emphasizes empathy and understanding others. Look into their eyes, make genuine connections through your words, and speak from the heart. Remember, when you connect with your audience on a human level, they'll be more receptive to your message. 5. Find your inner peace. Before you even step onto the stage, take a few moments to center yourself. Practice deep breathing exercises, visualize a calm and collected version of yourself, or recite a stoic affirmation to remind yourself that you are capable and in control. Remember, a clear mind leads to a confident performance. Let me paint your picture. Imagine you're giving a presentation at work. You've got butterflies, your palms are sweating, but then you remember our Stoic principles. You take a deep breath, visualize success, and remind yourself that you've prepared thoroughly. As you begin speaking, you make eye contact with the audience, connect with their energy, and deliver your message with passion and clarity. You nail it. See? Public speaking doesn't have to be a terrifying ordeal. It can be an opportunity for growth, connection, and even a little bit of joy. And with the right mindset and tools, you can become a confident and captivating speaker. So remember, folks, take these stoic principles to heart, practice consistently, and watch your confidence soar. Want to share your own public speaking experiences or tips? Hit me up on social media, I'd love to hear from you. And don't forget to subscribe to Calm and Confident so you don't miss any of our daily doses of wisdom for living a more fulfilling life. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.